Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. This is your boy, Fetty J. The rest of the Super Friends will be checking in a second. But, man, we're glad to have y'all on yet another Tuesday. Got a very hot show for y'all as usual. One of the craziest 60 minutes of your life. And, man, today's topic is going to be just hot, man. Just can't wait. Chop it up with y'all. So, I'm kind of let you know what's going to go down on today's show. Today's topic is does sex lead to a happier relationship? And this is a pretty good topic, man. You know, y'all know how we do it every Tuesday on here. The topics are crazy and out there and in your faces. It's stuff that people deal with every day. So, yes, big ups to the topic for this week. And they go one of the super friends there. What's up, what's up?
Hello?
What's up?
You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Paul. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. How y'all doing?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, but...
Hello?
Yeah, so today, just to let you know, in case you know you're just checking in, let you know what today's topic is. It is, does sex lead to a happier relationship? So, yes, when we get into the topic for today... Y'all know, as usual, I'm very opinionated about whatever. So we're definitely going to find out what I got to say about it later on in the show. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick track. When we come back, we're going to chop it up, find out what's been going on in Houston. And also, shoot, get right into some of this week's gossip. So we'll be back. We're going to go to this track by my boy, Sly Coop. And this is Vega.
I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega, ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him. One night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Vega, ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him. One night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. Let's see a psycho chick, you know, Amityville whore. Killing the choruses, glasses on like Horace Grant. Where the fuck my Jacksons? I'm talking that Tito and Jermaine. I'm talking white honkies, no chains. Now let me lead it, stain up on your brain. I'm from the land of candy paint and super dance. We be popping trunk and mixing drink, pulling cables and stacking paper. That's just how we do it. Slab line outside the club, we never go inside. Cause we too wide, we never hide. Cause we too prime. Spaceships with belts and buckles, no laser beams. This for them traps and trunks, pistol grip, public you want. This America is your right, freedom fight, gon' shine bright. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega. Ain't in sight, to save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him. One night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Vega. Ain't the fake, to save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him. Yeah. One night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no datum, cool. Couple shots, no chase him. I'm never soft, I go hard. Cut your girl like a porn star. I'm a Decepticon and Louis Vuitton. Detect the chick from your arm like Megamon. Who's my bad man, Mega Man? Ain't gonna lie, I'm high, mom. Fly the greatest, no dialogue. Now, 35 times like Candyman. Big in the crew, outstanding. There's no talk, all action. I put it down, she pick it up. Tell her homegirl to back it up. Sold it up like Bagwell. Knock the thing out the park. Damn, I can't feel my hand, man. No self-love, Merc Pie. I'm a remarkable. They said it's he marketable. Translation ain't full of bull. Just trying to get my wings. Why is you trying to clip them? Ping, pang, pow, pow. Made a couple moves, now they loving me now.
I be cutting up like Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Took it back like Vegas. Ain't in sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him. One night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him.
I be cutting up like Vegas. Took it back like Vegas. Ain't in sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him. One night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Marcella Scott, singing Panty Dropper. It's about that time.
Eddie J and your girl Houston. Yeah. All right. So, he's, what you got for this weekend, hot mess? I know you always stay finding something. Hello. Oh, I must have lost her. Oh no! Oh no! Angela Houston, Okay. All right, we already figured out what's going on with her, Mike, in a second. I'll go ahead and show y'all some of the hot mess I've seen this week. So, it was actually on yesterday's show, I did share something that actually came across, which is news that everybody's, talking about right now. Chris Brown apparently got out of jail yesterday. And, as he posted, he was letting everybody know that he's happy to be back, and he's ready to get back to the music and the fans. So, man, Chris, man, word of advice, man. I don't know from first hand of doing foolishness, but I'm just letting you know, man. You gotta stay clear, man, and realize, hey, now that you've realized that they will see you there, do your best to not end up going back. That's the best advice I can give you. Don't find a way back in there. Now that you've been there and see these people are serious about putting in there, find a way not to be back in there. Simple as that. Simple as that. All right, now before I go to the next story, let me see who we got. We got something for the 956. Let me see who this is. Who we got for the 956?
Hello, man.
What's up?
Hello. Hey, I'm listening to the topic here. It's a good topic. I'm gay, so this topic is very interesting to me. I got a question for you, if you don't mind.
No, I'm not going to let you, because I know what you're going to do. You're too obvious about what you were going to do. Nice try. See, they didn't know I figured them out right away before they even tried something. So now, you got to be muted. Because first of all, when he was talking about a topic, so he told him, so. Yeah, I don't know. Y'all must not know. I'm true to this, not new to this. Anyways, going to the next story, which was pretty crazy when I came across. Speaking of him talking about a gay story, this actually came across by Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill actually ends up apologizing for using a homophobic slur. First of all, let's sit the hell back. Every week, somebody's getting in trouble for the mouth that is usually sitting around a homophobic slur. So let's see what he done this week, man. I think every week the tabloids are full of that. People saying stuff that is a little bit, is unacceptable. A lot of people are politically incorrect. Y'all know me, man. I talk a lot of trash. I say stuff about whoever. I'm an equal opportunist as far as when it comes to roasting people. But there's just a line I draw from something. Even when I'm I'm being very open, there's some things I just won't say. Because of your mind is set up a certain way. It's the difference between saying what's in your mind and keeping it real. And just have a temperament about what you say. So let's find out what Jonah Hill done. All right, so he said Jonah Hill apologized for using a homophobic slur, and he mentioned that he said a disgusting word. Jonah Hill has taken responsibility for and thanks to people.com for this story. Thank you. Jonah Hill has taken responsibility for a homophobic slur he uttered to a photographer in Los Angeles this past weekend. Speaking on air to Howard Stern Tuesday morning, the actor, who's 30 years old, by the way, said he's upset because from the day he was born and publicly, he has been a gay rights activist. And now this person you saw, you saw a 40-second video. This person had been following me around just to get some content. Not excusing what I said in any way, but this person had been following me all around all day, had been saying hurtful things about my family, really hurtful things about me personally, and I played into exactly what he wanted and lost my cool. Going on and on about it, he was caught on camera yelling, I'm at a photographer for a while. He and a friend were on the streets on the La Marchand area of L.A. after the photographers were shouting out comments in hopes the actor will respond. TMZ posted the initial video of the incident. In that moment, Jonah Hill said, "I said disgusting word that does not at all reflect how I feel about any group of people. I grew up with gay family members. I'm leaving here to go spend the day with one of my closest co-workers and best friend who is gay, who's getting married, who I'm going to stand at his wedding, you know. I'm not at all defending my choice of words, but I am happy to be the poster child for thinking about what you say and how those words, even if you don't intend them and how they mean, they are rooted in hate, and that's bull."
Ish.
I haven't said that. And Hill has been a vocal proponent of gay rights in the past, including speaking out against Russia's anti-gay laws prior to the Sochi Olympics. And, yeah, man, I don't feel like watching the videos. I don't know how anybody got time for that. But, yeah, man, that's every week, man. That's really how it goes down. People just, man, you got to watch what you say. And remember that any moment you could be recorded, and that's the price you pay for fame. Is you really got to dumb down to what you got to really be careful what you say, because they can come and can bite you in the ass. So there we go. I think there goes another part of Super Friends. What's up, Angela?
Hey.
Hey.
Technical difficulties. My phone died on me. Well, actually, my son killed my phone. So.
Oh, Lord. Well, welcome. Welcome back to your fashionable entrance.
Right.
Yes, sir. I had a little, nice little long meeting, but it wasn't quite long. I had decent little music break earlier, so.
Yeah.
I shared a couple of things that I missed today. As far as I talked about Chris Brown getting out yesterday, getting out of jail yesterday, and Jonah Hill apparently said a gay slur, and you know how it is when you say a gay slur. Shoot, that's you can get in trouble with that word than saying nigga or whatever. So, man, shout out to Jonah Hill, man. You had to come. Yes, another example of watching. You got to watch what you say. So what else do you got in the hot mess?
I think what's the hot mess?
Go ahead.
Speaking of hot mess, Houston been on me. She must have muted her, so this woman was like, I kept yelling at her, Houston.
I had to check you out some things. When you put it on the break with the radio, I had no.
Okay, you had me looking. You had me looking crazy. I thought I was crazy for a moment.
Oh no, but my brother Cameron Harrison was saying something about they passed a law that allows gay people to go into, the bathroom of their choice of gender. Like, if you want to be a woman, be a man. Act like you're gay. You want a woman's bathroom. I think that's stupid because all it's going to do is tell the pedophiles is that, if I dress up like a man or a woman, depending on whatever their preference is, and go into the bathroom of my choice, I'm going to mess with little kids because we already got these ignorant parents that let their kids go in the bathroom by their damn self. So it's like you just really give them a pass to be perverts and to molest children.
Not even just children. It's like even sex offenders.
That's a good point.
That's crazy. Yeah, because when you think about it, it's always a gift and a curse for everything. And of course, like you said, there's somebody who's transgender who decide to be a man and they used to be a woman. Since they're now a man, they want to go into the men's restroom and feel like a man. And they walking into a woman's restroom, you're like, oh, is that a woman? So, I understand, but like you said, but people can exploit that because how can you be the person that tells somebody and walk up to them and make the judgment call and say, well, you're not a real tranny, so you can't go into you can't go into the restroom, and you can't go into the restroom your choice because you're not.
I feel like that whole transgender thing, okay, fine, cool, you want to change your sex, that's on you. But to be able to change your ID to say, you know, to change your ID from what type of gender you are, and to be able, okay, because you have titties and vagina, I'm going to say the other word, be nice. A vagina now, you can go in there with the woman. That's still not cool because that's private for one. And because you chose to look like me, that don't mean I want you in the same bathroom with me and my children, confusing them for one. And then two, with the whole transgender ID, for the ones that are lying and not telling men the truth that they were once a man, or that they were telling the women the truth that they were once a woman, or whatever the case may be. So much changing, I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. That's not fair for the person that they're sleeping with, because that would be somebody killed. You know, you can't be like, let me check your ID and make sure you really a man or really a woman, because they didn't got all this shit changed because technology is so damn good now. You didn't really affect this man or woman up, somebody be to knock your block off because you lied to them. You feel like you want to tell them now that y'all got feelings and y'all been together for so long. That will get you murdered.
Yeah, I mean, it's, man, I mean, you touch on a subject that's really, it's a touchy subject. It is, and it's like, and you can't talk, and the thing is, even when you want to bring up the discussion or talk about it openly, sometimes it's hard because you say one thing that people feel that even resembles a being a slur to them, then, you know, they kind of can bite you. But it's just like, for me, when people are trying to get, in order for people to accept something, they have to talk about it. And that's part of the step of us, of you accepting it. And people not understanding that, like, everybody didn't wake up and say, hey, I'm gay today.
But no, it's not a slur at all. It's no shock to them or no disrespect or anything like that. I mean, yeah, I'm a Christian, then, ain't no thing greater than the next. So, you know, it's not like, oh, I hate gay people. Not at all. I know some gay people, cool, whatever it is, what it is, my homegirl gay, whatever, you know. But my only thing is there are people that lie and don't tell the full truth. I shall say, they're not going to say a lie. They just don't tell the full truth, and that puts them in a bad position. I mean, it's the same thing as these men and women going around passing out HIV, AIDS, and STDs on purpose. It's like, you need to give somebody the full rundown first. I just feel like that's only fair to them. I'm not shooting any slugs or anything. Your choice is your choice. But come on now, we still have our own. For the ones that do live a certain way or choose to be the right way, we still it's just moral. Like, come on now.
Yeah, so some people don't fit. Here's what it is, because, I mean, I watched a thing on TED Talks about this. They were, it was Filipino woman. He was a transgender who used to be a man. And no, that's one of the big discussions that people talk. They talk about is, they say that, you know, who's to say that you have to be what you were, quote unquote, born? Why, you know, why not allow the kid to decide, once the kid gets to a certain age, let them decide what they want to be? I mean, I'm always open to listening to people's different takes and stuff, but that's to me, I mean, for me, people being gay that's not even the hard part anymore. The hard part is like trying to get more and more accepting of understanding transgenders. Because, you know, it's so much, because now you got so many different slippery slopes you got to deal with back and forth. Not only are you having to approach it from the perspective of being gay or whatever, now you got to approach it from the perspective of you've changed your whole entire gender. And so it's interesting. Angela, you got anything you want to say? I know that's not the topic for today, but do you have anything you want to share about that discussion?
In all honesty, I think it's just getting made into way big of a deal that's really not necessary. If I go somewhere and they have, like, one stall, like, one women's toilet, one men's, and the women's is full, I'm going in the fucking men's. It's not that big of a damn deal. Don't send your kids to the restroom by themselves. Get you some mace or a stun gun and continue living life. Stop making a big-ass deal about nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all I have.
Now, over the weekend, this isn't hot mess. This is hot news. Over the weekend, not only did new issue of Human Cameras come out, but actually you end up watching on CosbyKarma.com. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
Some hand claps on that. Yes. I know first hand that running the website is not easy.
Man, it's talk about the hardest thing I've ever done in my life so far. I'm sure to get more trying down the way, but I do appreciate each and every one of my customers. I appreciate all the support. Thanks, everyone. That's Closet Karma with the K and the H in Karma. Anybody want to check that out?
Now, I have a question because I'm a person, I pay this in the patterns very well. And I put two and two. I was like, let me ask her. It's been dying in my head. I never asked. So, because Karma, so where did you get Karma? Why does that sound familiar to me?
That's my son's name.
That's what I thought. I said, I know it wasn't crazy. Is that his son's name? I knew I wasn't crazy. I was like, I think that's his son's name, but I'm going to ask it. I ain't going to sound stupid yet. Wait a moment. So is that what inspired the name Other? Is that what partially inspired the name Other Company?
That is partially inspiration behind my company. Of course, everything I do is for my little one, so. What more of a way to have him involved with his name in it. However, I plan on growing it to great measures, which I won't disclose at this time, but it will all come together and you'll understand it later. However, like a bio, short bio will be included on the website as well as we go through continued changes or adding to the site.
Okay, we continue making it. Continue doing it, man. A lot of people, I tell people this all the time, like far as how I am about models, man, I always love seeing models, like, become entrepreneurs, not just get stuck in just being a model. Because, you utilize your modeling as a vehicle to do other stuff. And now, because you're a model, you can be a spokesmodel for your own companies. And people don't catch on to that.
That is very true. However, I really don't want to be a spokesmodel for my own company.
I see.
Nobody understands. Nobody understands why I don't want to do it, but no, I really don't want to have my face anywhere on my website. As of right now, the face of Closet Karma is our co-host, Dizzy, which if you get placed an order, she's in all packaging. She's on the website. She's on our social site, so... As of right now, that's who the face of Closet Karma is.
And I understand, too, because someone was just talking about this, a lot of people don't understand why a lot of business sometimes, they don't mind you knowing who the owner is and knowing the owner, but the owner doesn't want to say be the face because, when you just let your business just stand for itself, and then you let other people be your spokesmodel, it works better because, for me, it's kind of like sometimes it's always like one of the things the conflicts I have is Oprah is always on the cover of all her magazines, and I remember someone talked about why that's the case, but. I just never got it. And for me, it is weird because it seems like a self-absorbed like type of approach. Like, hey, it's my magazine. I want to cover every month. So it's confusing.
But that's Oprah, though. That's different.
Right, right. But I mean, still, I'd be like,
I mean, like who
come
really
on, woman, you'd be on the cover too many times now. We're telling people on the cover, but they say the reason why they stopped doing it, they tried that for a couple, but a lot of people were sitting in fan mail and stuff and saying that they must rather see Oprah because her face on a magazine, you know, and they were watching the sales too. It was selling a lot more. The fact that Oprah was on the front of the magazine. So I mean, I guess it's different shows for different folks.
True.
Now, before we go to the topic, I got to ask you because I know you be watching. I know you be watching it. How was hit the floor this week? I didn't watch it this week, but how was it this week?
Hit the floor, guys. So messy. Okay, it's just getting better and better. It's like, it's not too much at one time, but it's just like it's moving in a perfect pattern. I'm just loving it. It's like the dance scandal.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak something to existence. I'm going to tell you about a surprise I'm trying to work on, and I'm working on it hard. Because y'all know me. I don't take no for it. Wait, I ain't had a no yet. But y'all know me. When I want somebody on the show, I'm going to get them. And I don't care. I ain't going to take no for an answer. So, actually, here's a funny thing. Guess I'm trying to get on the show.
Yeah, don't do it.
Huh? Who do you think I'm trying to get on? Who do you think I'm trying to get on this example to come on the interview?
It better be Derek, let me tell you.
Yes, it is. I'm working on it. I'll try to. Once I find his manager information, this is a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to hit my VH1 contact and hit them up. That's usually how I get their stuff. So I might have to hit them up. Because, when I got y'all on my sites and when I want you on the show, I have y'all on the show. Ain't no discussion. And these are the celebrities tell you, I don't take no for an answer. No. I'm speaking that to existence now. I'm working on getting him on the show. And when we do, ain't no if, when we do, we're going to, you know, I'm not going to say nothing to nobody. He's going to look at him and say, hey, that's how we do it.
So bad.
And, you know, Angela, I'm going to need you, you know, We're gonna play practice for you know him on the show. We're gonna have you do breathing exercises, you know, so you don't try to faint and nothing while you're on the show.
I'm be on my best behavior, I promise.
You'll be your best behavior or worst behavior like Drake.
I'm gonna be like the innocent little schoolgirl.
Yeah. Why do I smell nonsense? Like I can agree with you. Yeah, you want to be good, but then how long is that going to last? Is the question.
I can't make any promises.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah,
I know.
This woman was acting a fool last week because the hot tub scene. It was like getting my nerves. They were, like, going crazy on Instagram. I'm like, man, okay, man, I get it. I saw the episode, man. We good. All right, speaking of scenes, that's a perfect segue to the topic for this week. Our topic for the week is, does sex lead to a happier relationship? Now, I got a question. Which one of y'all came up with this topic?
Me and Dizzy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Dizzy and I.
Mm-mm-mm. I got to watch y'all. All right, so I'm gonna put Houston on the spot first. So Houston, mm-hmm. what's your take on that? Does sex lead to a happy relationship?
Yeah.
She can't cut and dry. So he said. Yes. All right, so go ahead and elaborate on that. You know we all do.
And just do.
Yes,
I mean, yeah, you could still love somebody and be with somebody if sex is wet, but who the hell wants you? You know how much sex and lust is taking over the world? Like, it's not even a... a question. Like, you know, way to make it better. Oh, no, I can live with horrible sex for the rest of my life. Then you can live with it, but don't it make the relationship better with this good? Yeah. If it didn't, there would be no such thing as lust.
Nah, okay, so I'm playing devil's advocate on this discussion because, you know, I'm going to throw, and I think it's a help even more of maybe so as far as going with the topic. Let's say you're in a relationship, and y'all know people didn't watch Thing Like a Man too many times, so now they on this whole thing of, you know, 90-day, you know, the 90-day rule. And, you know, your man mad as hell every day. Mad as hell. And you know, he got to wait 90 days. So that goes to the whole thing, you know, if one of the things he wants, you know, to make him a little happier is a little bit of nookie. And because of your whole thing, I'm going to make you wait 90 days. You know, are you going to not do it, or are you going to do it? Because in the day, it goes back to the topic. Sex leading to a happy relationship, and I'm not going to sit here in front with y'all. You know, last conversation I was in, it's the same. I did a lot of it often, so. So yes, I mean for me, I think it does, man. Like you said, it's not a discussion at all. But I think more so the inner question is, you know, if you know that, are you going to constantly, you know, put the pussy on a pedestal, or, you know, give dick rations? Are you going to constantly do that, or are you going to have sex more often in your relationship? Because some people, you know, they start cutting it off after a while or whatnot. So I'm going to throw it to Angela because Angela created the monster. So, Angela, kind of let us know a little bit of where you were going to do with the topic.
First, I would like to say that I do not think that sex makes a relationship better. Strangely, I know, right? But, no. But I don't really know how to put in words. Let me see. If we already not getting along, me having sex with you probably is not going to make that any better. It's just like once I have emotionally taken myself out of a situation, I'm taken out sexually too, because sex and emotions are tied together. So it's just like that's not even working no more, because even if it was like really good before, it's because emotions were tied to it. So after that's taken away, it's just like, okay, you done yet? So I can go. But I don't agree that sex makes the relationship. I think it makes it more complicated, if anything, if you feel like...
Okay, so I see what you're saying
sex.
More so. It's not more so about should you do it more. It's more so about, you know, using it as a Band-Aid. Like, more, like, in other words, not... Like, some people think, okay, I'm in a horrible relationship, so if I get... We start having sex, then all of a sudden that's going to make everything great now.
Yeah, so some people, I mean, like, it's really weird. Okay, so say if you are in a relationship and, you know, one of the problems is y'all don't have enough sex, or y'all don't have sex at all. You know, he feel like he needs to be with somebody else because y'all don't have sex. So you feel like, you know, y'all problem is. Or, well, really, it's probably some other stuff that's really going on in your relationship, because if sex is the only thing holding your relationship together, clearly there's other issues. So that's what was in mind when this topic was brought up.
Yeah, okay.
I guess I was more band-aiding the problem with sex versus facing the actual problem or figuring out the actual problem.
Because, I mean, if that in that case, then the way I approach that, yeah, I mean, because in the day, that's not going to be enough. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, you had sex. Like, ooh, even if it was good, you know, if it was good, it's still the end of the day, if you're not, you know, if you still not clicking with that person or y'all having a huge disconnect, it's like eventually you start feeling like, okay, I don't even want to have sex no more. You know, like you said exactly, you get to the point you don't even want to have it. And you kind of like, and then you feel like that you keep this, you just feel, it feels like after a while that's all is becoming and nothing else. You know, it just feels like, hey, well, if that's the case, then you start actually going backwards. Well, we might as well just be fuck buddies or whatever.
Okay.
Now we're on the same page. We clicking. All right, so what's your take? Now we got that new side information, Houston. What's your take on that now?
I mean, I still
say
the same thing.
Anything
like,
you want to add to that?
I still say the same thing. Like, I mean, if you have, like, the best relationship in the world or whatever, yeah, sex is going to make it even better if the sex is good. If you have, if you have a good relationship and the sex is bad, it's still going to kind of, it's not going to mess up your relationship if you really love that person, but it is going to make you kind of like, damn, this could be better. I mean, you know, regardless, good sex is always good, point blank, period. And then if it is good and you got the other problems, like Angela said, a lot of women nowadays, and some men, they stick with bullshit because the sex is good, they be caught up in lust. So good sex is not going to make your relationship happy, but it will make the situation better. It'll make some ugly shit thinking better if the sex is good.
Okay. All right. We're gonna to mute. We'll go to a quick music break. After we come back, anybody wants to add to that, you can call me at 347-202-0389. Again, the topic is that sex leads to a happier relationship. All right, we'll be taking your calls. We'll be back. We'll go into this track by my boy Fast Domino. And put on the Rolodex, see which one I'm putting on today. I want to go with, let's go with No Control.
Hey, what up, man? Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. Shout out to Jay Boogie for giving me to do this. I wasn't going to do it at first, man. But ain't no beef on this end. Just to step your game up, man. A lot of niggas not rapping. Like at all. I'm trying to make it to the top. Paper chasing up the steps like I'm Rocky. Once I get down, I'm looking down on everybody that tried to stop me. I feel like the Don, the King, nah, this ain't boxing. The boss heavy bag train daily though, cause losing ain't an option. Trying to take over the whole city, moving ain't an option. Every punchline combination is cruising with a pilot or taking the bad chicken, putting the bruising on the profit. I use the speed bag flow in hopes to show the folks that I know the ropes. I can easily say I'm GOAT, quote for quote. Blow for blow, I'm like smoking Joe. I know some of my leads that really rope a dope. Slow your roll, I'm headed to the ring. My flow pole, I need an overcoat. A lot of niggas overhyped, my overhand is over most. Metaphors hit them like uppercuts, broken nose. Before you know, every floor I roll to have them on the flow. I'm dope the most. Hip-hop scene be having niggas reaching. The declining and rhyming is no big secret. But if we like Big and Pac and beef like Big and Pac, end of the day, we might die for the same reason. So lately, you won't hear me on a lot of niggas' speeches. The way I eat them, they tell me that I'm better off singing. I feel like Uncle Jesse again. H-Town is full house when the boys are back in town. They all out of seating. See, these niggas been playing for way too many seasons. And I'll never hate on how the next man eating. But when you feel like a barbarian and practice like you Aryan, makes sense for Houston to give you better treatment. Cold Park, this the same place that I was born at. Met a lot of women, went to parties, went to prom here. Came up like the Jacksons with family and comrades. Seen niggas die over Jacksons, comrades. And I'm tired of hearing East Coast, West Coast, like down south niggas only good for getting leftovers. Ain't trying to be the king of New York or the next Hover. The next Chosen, Red Ocean, the next Moses. best quote and most deaf or deaf poet. They super bad or just choking, step broken. The whack rappers can't put the passion out it. I'm guessing if I had money, I'd rap about it. Shit, if I had it, I'd probably just put my mans on and kill all these DJs for playing these damn dance songs. Go up to the prison and smack niggas with their pants low for bringing it back to the same hood that we came from, like the kids ain't watching. And they don't know what their options is when they role models is just niggas fronting for followers, see. See, I can give a damn about an Instagram. Even if it wasn't an Instagram, I'm still a man.
This right here for the city, man. Houston. Hey, look. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Every rapper talking about moving bricks. Then we find out they wasn't moving shit. A couple years back, I was in school and shit. I wasn't rapping. I was real, real good at mathematics. Now they tell me I'm fly like Aladdin, and I'm flattered. Got passion, a lot of niggas lack that. Rep for the city, a fat pack. Big Mo, big talk, tell them back, back. A lot of niggas talk trash, never had fat. Trying to run a game like a halfback. Make a million stacks and you can have it back. Still looking forward to the platinum plaque. But shit, but now the CD's in a backpack. Look, mom told me keep my bros close to me, but keep the enemies closer. I'm ahead of these niggas, I'm coasting. When you ballin', it feel like you boasting. See, the number one rule to the game, show no whole emotion, show no whole devotion. Man, the rhymes like coca, they potent. I feel like the dope man. See, I'm cold with this flowing. Need a verse, nigga, hit me, I'm open. I'm bold and don't play with these niggas, I'm coaching. With the pen and the pad, I'm a poet. Yo, chick, she come over like 4 in the morning. Nigga, you know what we doing at 4 in the morning. She come to the pad and it's over. And you know it, and you know it. Shit, I'm playing good either way, though I feel like the man. Probably still beat like I'm playing with the band. Every record label wanna chant with the man. Tell Def Jam I'ma need grams in advance. Root for me like a fan in the stands. Pull up in the bins and then we go for the win. It's more to the man than a pen and a pad. I got mans in the pinch and we do it for them. So what you gonna try to say next, ain't Houston?
Cause I don't talk about drinking my music. Cause I don't talk about swings in my music. See, I'm trying to be frank with the users. Chill in the paint, hit a bad chick out the bank. No bull, I feel like I'm losing. Shit, I just wanted to prove I can do it. Let's get back to the movement, cruising. Y'all know me, still the same OG. But I've been low-key, hated on by most of these white rappers. Can't do it like me on beats. I'm better than your ex, man, I'm on beats. I'm better than the next man, she on D. Feel like I'm next man, I'm on deck, man. And I'ma hit it out the park like the next man.
And we're back, and we're black. Right here on Glitz and Glamour.
Really?
Hey, really, that's how you gotta do it, man. Let them know, you don't let them know I'm back. And I'm black.
All right. Glad to know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. So, remind everybody what the topic of the day is. Topic is, does sex lead to a happier relationship? So, again, you know, we touch on different ways. As usual, it just depends. Different stuff, man. I'm going to have to go with, I'm just putting all the facts together and putting every little piece. I'm going to say, ultimately, I'm still going to say yes. I'm going to say yes because at the end of the day, I mean, especially if you go by how people are now, when every time you turn your head, everything's about sex. It's kind of hard not to even, you know, to not even think that way. I mean, think about people who are swingers and stuff now. Just everybody's about being open about everything. A lot of times, you know, when people say, you know, they know people are one of the main reasons why people say they cheating. And just usually, you know, it's not always physical. Sometimes it's emotional. People cheat emotionally, but as far as most of the time, like, people are like, well, you just weren't satisfying me, so I had to go find somebody else. And so that ends up being the case, you know, so that ends up going back to the topic of, you know, that being the case of this, man. So I would say ultimately, yes, because, and we're talking about in a relationship. We're not just talking about somebody you just talking to. You gotta put it down, and you gotta put it down often. And the thing is, you gotta be
very,
careful.
Very, 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 very good.
if you got to be careful how much you give out at first, because you give out a whole lot, and then, you know, you get really busy, and you got to give less and less. Now you're going to create a rift, and you're going to make that person, you know, that person. So it's kind of like, you know, if you live in a certain lifestyle with money, and you now you have less money, now you're a little more miserable because you're so used to having all that money all the time, being able to do what you want to do, and you got used to that lifestyle. So now if you switch up on you, you're going to feel like you depleted. So yes, that's my final say on it. I'm going with yes, and that's the reason why I'm saying yes. All right, so Angela, again, let everybody know what's your final verdict and why your final verdict is what it is.
I still say that my final vote is sex. It does not make the relationship better. Reason being is because a relationship is more than just sex. You run into the foundation, and you should have something more before you even start having sex. So I guess that's just something to think about for those who solely are concerned about the sex. That's it.
Okay. That means that's it. All right. So in Houston, go to you. Your last take on it. What's your final verdict on the discussion? And your take on why? What's your final verdict? What's your final verdict again? For those who just tuning in, let them know what your final verdict is and why.
You just asked me before the break.
I did. You know what you did. I'm slow. I'm slow. Had a slow moment. Y'all got to pray for me. Pray for me. I'm doing me. My brain doing too much. All right. All right. So, any other announcements anybody wants to make? We got about 6 minutes left.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Model Angela. Also follow my store, which is Closet Karma, KLOSETKHARMA.com. And that's all my social networks, Closet Karma as well.
All right, Houston, you got any you got anything you want to share with everybody?
Follow me on Twitter, Houston_Riri. Instagram is GangsterWife, GANGSTRWife. Facebook is HoustonIM. Nothing much going on. Just planning my lady's first birthday that I'm extremely excited about. It'll be on the 15th, and I cannot wait. So, thank you guys for listening.
I want to go ahead and just my body, if you have not already, go check out the new issue of Human Canvas magazine, issue number 9. It's actually the first issue where Mona Angela actually debuts. She's been in the fast. She's been doing the fashion columns, but now from this issue on, we'll now be doing special ones where things that are on there in the fashion columns are actually featuring, so straight from closetkarma.com. So definitely go cop it. A lot of people have definitely been. I have seen some good reviews about your fashion picks. But Angela, definitely keep doing them because people like it, man, and people like coming to a magazine where you're doing something, where a magazine doing something different, and not just the same old, same old. So yes, I appreciate you for being part of that magic.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Now, and then other things too, go ahead and remind everybody, because, you know, everyone always blows me up about this. If you're trying to get into the magazine, simply go to thespot.com/HumanCanvasMagazine. If you can't remember that, simply go to the Twitter at Heman Kevin's Mag. It's spelled exactly the way it's in the English dictionary. And when you go, you go there, it has a link to visit, to go to the site, and they'll tell you everything you need to do to be into get into the magazine. And bam, I'm let you know, man. We have to be getting tougher and tougher every issue, man, because as the band keeps growing, we got to make it a little bit tougher. So definitely, man, come hard with it. Don't be all extra, you know, extra sort of mediocre with it. Like, really come hard with what you're trying to do. And realize, you know, that it's, I mean, because a lot of people, this is what they get screwed up at, not realizing that you can, it's your interpretation, but still at the same time, make sure it's good and clean and make sure you got it on point. And make sure it just makes sense. All right. Well. And so we can go ahead and close the show early. And make sure, man, if y'all want to keep up with everything Glitz and Glamour, go to the Facebook fan page, type in Glitz and Glamour. Yes, it's spelled exactly the way it is in the English dictionary. And you'll find it there. And definitely follow them, man. They're making some big moves. You get some different stories and whatnot. And, of course, you know, Closet Karma, go like the page, shop at the store. It's free for orders, or free shipping for orders over $75. So make sure you definitely go cop it. Get yourself, get right, man. You know, you want to look good, go hit yourself up at Closet Karma.
Well,
all right, we rolling out.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.